All cities are various. The locals love for their food and drink offerings. And in this series, we get to know these places. Today, we head to Zurich's 4th district, Allkreisviertel. Once a seedy neighborhood, the area has gradually become popular amongst the city's creatives and a hub for new restaurants, bars and cafes. One of the individuals who have been changing the area is Misha Dietrich, co-founder of Bank, which is a restaurant, cafe and nightclub which opened this year. Misha was my guide to Allkreisviertel, explaining why the neighborhood is worth keeping an eye on.
I think it's a place where the city lives the most at the moment, where a lot of new things can happen and people want that new things happen. So you have clients as well already here, interesting clients. And especially here at Bank, we just got the location and that's why we're here. And we think the area has potential to do something nice.
Exactly, you've been doing something nice. You are one of the co-founders of this restaurant Bank over here, and we are sitting outside in the outdoors seating area. It's very sunny, it's very leafy over here. There's quite a contrast because right next door we have Langstrasse, which has for a very long time had quite a rough reputation. But we're going to focus on the nicer side of this area now. And I guess our listeners can hear there's some construction taking place next door as well, which kind of reflects how this area is changing. Restaurant Bank has now been here for over half a year and you are one of the co-founders, as I think I mentioned already. What is the concept? How would you describe this place then? What was it you wanted to create? Obviously, the location is amazing. This used to be an actual bank.
It used to be a post and then it got a bank and now we got it as a restaurant. The special thing is we didn't focus on one function only. So it's not just a coffee or a cocktail bar, but we wanted to have absolute high quality and standard on all sides and on every time of the day. So you can have a super nice filter coffee in the morning, a really nice biological chicken for lunch. You can have nice apéro cocktails and you can maybe even dance at the weekends at night and have some more cocktails, which are really good. And everything is thought through and we don't focus on one part of the day. That's the main change to other things we did before, where we have either a coffee or a bar, but not coffee bar and restaurant on a high level.
You have a bakery over here in the same premises as well, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's a partners of us. It's called John Baker Biological Bread Only. And we partner up with them. They're part of our space, but they also have another bakery on another spot. But here they're in here. If you want a croissant at the bank, you'll get a John Baker croissant. So we have a coffee bakery, restaurant, nightclub thing going on. Of course, there's competition, but not a bad one. Like, the city is not big enough to have a proper competition, I guess. You have to be friends somehow.
And I guess you always know each other as well.
Yeah, of course. And the rumor, how do you say, the rumor kitchen in English is going on. And we know everything and everybody knows everything. Even if it's not true, we know everything.
Well, moving on now, we left Bank now, we left your place, and now we are entering the territory that used to have a shady reputation, kind of still does, but we are heading to the nicer side of Langstrasse first. So, what do we have over there?
It starts with a club, actually it's called Plaza Club. It used to be a cinema, and it changed to a club 5 years ago, I guess. So it's a club and a bar, and vis-a-vis there's another small coffee that is there for the last 10 years. And then for one or two streets, side streets, you still have the old Langstrasse, like International Comestible and Peking Garden and small shops that are there since ever.
And then on a side street from Langstrasse is our first destination, which is a nice looking cafe with a name that doesn't seem too appealing to start with. It's Sport Cafeteria and Bar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people usually think it really is a sport bar, but that's just the old name they kept. And it doesn't have anything to do with sport. Either you think espresso drinking is a sport for itself.
So how would you describe the concept of this place then?
Actually, the first barista kind of place, I realized that they really focused on coffee like maybe 5-6 years ago when nobody was really focusing on how to do coffee and that espresso and cappuccino could be something really good. And they kind of started that movement before all the others in Zurich started doing it. And now it's a nice neighborhood hangout with good coffee and some nice cocktails in the evening. Yeah. Kind of the scene people, how do you say, like the hip people from Zurich are hanging out here.
I think it's surprising to hear that this is one of the first places who actually had baristas and had that kind of a focus on coffee culture. I guess it tells something about what Switzerland is like when it comes to food and drink.
We're a bit late, I would say, but then we do it good. And if somebody started, everybody follows. So now the coffee quality is quite high in Zurich compared to other cities, I would say.
And with the coffee, I also dragged outside the co-founder of the place, Kasper Frankhardt. What's the Swiss taste on coffee like?
It changed a lot in the last years. Earlier they drink the coffee really black, and now the people get more and more in the taste of this fruity coffee also, so the range is a lot bigger.
What do Swiss people like?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they like cozy places, easygoing places.
So something quite simple and easy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you. So this is not food related at all, but I just find it interesting that you actually have kind of big names on this street already. So there's Carhartt we're passing by now, and then on the other side of the street, Hooters restaurant.
Yeah, that's what will happen in the next 10 years, or maybe they want to try, is the big brands. Now that we made the street ready, so the young people are around and the creative people are here. So now the big brands want to come in, and we already have McDonald's, we have Hooters, we have Carhartt.
Is anyone fighting against that? Because that actually makes this area boring.
Not actively against it like in Hamburg, but I just hope people don't go there, or just don't go there as often as they think they will.
That's how gentrification works. I know Zurich is expensive, but what would you say about rents for these places and also rents for living here around this area now?
It gets up now. That's not exactly on Langstrasse as it's still quite loud here and a lot of nightlife, but in the streets next to it, the rent's getting up and up. So also the people that earn more want to live here, they want to go out here, they want to hang around here. So the rents are going up. What used to be really the neighborhood for young or students or young people that don't earn a lot of money now changes, and buildings are getting renewed or buildings are getting teared down and new buildings come up that are more loft style, and rich people can live here now. And it will at one point lose the whole red light charm and be part of greater Zurich center.
At Monaco we've been talking a lot about the so-called nighttime economy, which is about, you know, how cities understand the value of nightlife and understand the value of having places that are open, be it for drinking or dining. Nighttime, what is the attitude in Zurich when you look at what the city council is saying?
Like 15 years ago, there was still a law that you couldn't go out longer than 2 o'clock in the morning. Everybody had to shut down at 12 or at 2. That law was said goodbye to in 15 years ago. And since then, it's more or less a 24-hour thing. Like you can have a party every day at every time you want. And right here, we're in the center of all the nightlife. So no matter which night you want to go out, if you come here, some things are running. And I think the city of Zurich is now newly really happy that this is so, and supports us and gives us some space to do things, as long as we're not taking it too far. And there are also, even if it doesn't sound like this, but there are also people living here and want to sleep.
And then the final stop on this tour is a place for a bite.
Yeah, that's a Palestine Imbiss run by a guy from Palestina, obviously. And one of the first Imbisses that's run by somebody younger and isn't just serving regular sausage or hot dogs, but serving real creative and interesting food. And it's getting a lot of attention as it's good, but also as they're doing something completely different. The whole setup, how it looks, what they're serving, really creative and, of course, a bit politically influenced.
It's true what you mentioned about what this place looks like. I could easily imagine this somewhere on the West Bank, for example, this place. It's very, very different from what you see elsewhere over here in Zurich. Let me just ask what is going on in this place. So, hello, what's your name?
My name is Ahmed.
Ahmed, what are the best sellers in this restaurant? What do you sell the most?
From our products, you mean? Yeah, we have only three kinds of sandwich and streets selling very good, but I think the most it's falafel and the vegan and vegetarian falafel and sabich.
Do you have special recipes for those?
Yeah, we make all our recipes by ourselves. This is this recipe originally coming from the mother of the owner. She's originally Palestinian, and she did all the recipe by herself. And we do all fresh from like originally Arabic land.
That sounds good, Tom. I think I should actually order something because I haven't had a snack yet today. So what do you recommend?
I recommend to you now falafel.
Okay. Can I have a portion of falafel, please?
Sure.
So, Misha, while I'm waiting for my falafel order, then I'm just going to finish the tour with you. Where do you see Zurich going, and what do you want to do yourself?
I see Zurich going into way more quality, a lot more smaller places instead of bigger places, more variation, more small places that focus on one or two products instead of doing everything.
So like, what do you mean by that?
Like more specialty coffees, and maybe like here have a specialty falafel, like something mainly just Palestinian. Don't do anything else, but just focus on what you're good at and get the quality up. That's mainly like get the quality up with ingredients, get the quality up in production, in service, have people that are really educated on what they're doing, and don't just try to do whatever you think works.
That was Misha Dietrich guiding me around Zurich's Kreisvier. This has been episode number 5 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.